/useful texts. Lloyds DSB. For the journey. Available to personal current account customers aged 16 or over. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Glide. It's the Morning Glory with Sophie, and we're catching up with OMG website celebrity editor Julia White. Not just to talk about the celebrities she writes about, but sometimes she also gets to meet them.
Outside of the top 10, I've got to ask you about you. You have met Bradley Cooper in the flesh. Is this correct?
I have indeed.
I hate you. He's so fit. Is he fit
He's
in real
so
life?
So hot. He actually side hugged me. A little bit of an arm around the waist.
Amazing.
He's hot, and actually he's intelligent and nice.
Do you know what? I saw a video online a couple of months ago of him speaking fluent French.
Yes, I think he's got a really educated background.
Yeah.
Very, very educated parents. We're actually on Yahoo OMG interviewing him again today. I'm not there.
Oh,
I have to hand it over to someone else.
Killer.
Because I know, and I'm really jealous because he's just a lovely, lovely guy.
So how do you hold it together when you go and interview someone like that? How on earth do you actually manage to keep and not just go, oh, I love you, marry me?
I find it hard, and I actually sometimes will reveal a bit. I was shaking when I had that little hug moment with him, but generally, I mean, they're often brilliant at putting you to ease. The JLS boys were really fun to interview and kind of started firing questions back at me.
Mm.
And it's that kind of feeling, you think it's just people, isn't it? You know, we're all just bumbling along.
And does your job like affect how you use the net when you're Googling stuff and sort of searching things? Do you think, if I'm typing this in here, I could be contributing to next year's top 10? You know.
I think that I look at the web and Twitter and social in a really obsessive kind of different way to other people. And I think I find it very difficult to switch off. I'm tweeting at midnight.
Yeah,
I'm back
me
on
too.
Again at 6.
Me too.
I'm wondering what I've missed. I'm worried about it. It's made our jobs a lot harder, I think. But also a lot more fun and a lot easier in the way that there are a lot more sort of stories and quotes out there through Twitter. But I'm quite obsessive.
Okay, I'd like your predictions then for next year. Who do you think we're going to be talking about most?
Well, I think that Talisa will be pretty high up there. She was top of our reality TV, talent show TV sort of list.
She's got to get rid of that arm gesture though, hasn't she?
I know, and the double one. And I'm not sure she's been so nice to the contestants, some of them this year. I felt quite strongly for Janet, even though most people didn't feel that way.
Give her a juice though. She is scrubbed up. She looks better than Kelly Rowland every week she comes out.
She's got the teeth, the hair, the everything, and wouldn't we all like a makeover like that?
Oh yeah.
And the other person I think he's quite interesting is Amy Childs.
It's the new Jordan.
It's the new
Jordan.
Will she be top of next year's list?
Oh, I hope so.
We actually saw a sneak preview of her programme. Apparently she was particularly endearing, lovely, didn't say shut up too many times. And I think she really helped herself doing Celebrity Big Brother. I think people saw her as a gentle, sweet, kind girl, very funny with Jedward, and that was an interesting one. And then also obviously Mark Wright, I think he's one to watch because
I can't believe he's only 24.
I know.
So to say, he looks a lot older than that.
I know. And he's just, you know, he's got his body out in the jungle and he's got that following and he's come across as a little bit softer, less of the Lothario that we got.
There's going to be a relationship though, isn't there? Like something will come out of the jungle, whoever it be with or whatever happens, he's going to be back in the papers and it might not be real.
He's working it well. And actually, I was kind of wondering whether, you know, Katie Price and Peter Andre might kind of come full circle.
Kill me now, Julia. Kill me now.
There
is just no need to go on if that's going to come back into OK Magazine again. Thank you so much for coming on for a chat. It's been fascinating. Try and have a Christmas without too much tweeting. if your other half's anything like mine, you'll get your wrist slapped for touching it on Christmas Day.
I feel exactly the same.
And have a great Christmas.
You too.
Thanks, Julia.
Bye. Glide, Morning Glory with Sophie.